TNS at 20 Minutes or Less Podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Monday, January 22nd, 2018. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
Man, have you noticed that it's not like super noticeable yet, but the days are starting to get just a little bit longer?
Yes.
Like a little bit more daylight at night, a little bit brighter earlier in the morning, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, in the dead of like the shortest days there for a bit, you and I, at this time when we're like starting to get off the air, it like you didn't really have true sunlight yet. Mm-hmm. It was still just kind of starting to rise. Whereas now I feel like when we are finishing up our show at 10 a.m., then it's true sunlight now. It's like, oh.
Yeah, if you don't live in a place, so I imagine if you're listening to this, you probably live in a place that gets like the drastic swings in daylight in the seasons that we do. But it really starts to perk up your spirits around this time of year.
It does, you know? Start to have some life again. A couple friends and I over the weekend, we decided to have like a real fancy girls weekend. So we stayed at the Chateau on Saturday night.
The Chateau.
Is that the place where you saw that kid at the brunch who was like, Mumsy,
yes.
I want an omelette.
And I wanted to smack the kid. Get out.
Mumsy.
This time there was this rich woman who took a piece of bread and spit it back out and was like,
really?
Oh, and I was just like, where are we?
That's hilarious.
Anyway, my friend, she left her boots outside of the room on Saturday night because they were like full of snow and they were really dirty and she wanted to like dry them off and not let them in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And the next morning we woke up, her boots were polished.
They were polished? I thought you were going to say they were stolen.
No, they were fully polished. Like some house elf came by and scrubbed her boots and put them back.
Dobby, we'll clean your boots, sir.
Actually, I was like, where are we? Why are they polishing our boots?
That's how you know the difference between those types of hotels and the types of hotels that I usually stay at. Your boots don't get stolen. They get cleaned. That is awesome.
But then I learned that that's actually fairly common, and I had no idea that there's a lot of hotels. It doesn't have to be the Chateau, but they actually will. They'll polish your boots if you leave them outside.
Well, that is good to know.
That's a great thing to know. Another thing is laundry service.
Yeah, I think most hotels have the laundry service because they have that bag hanging in the closet. It's clipped to the hanger.
Is it free all the time?
No, I don't. I think you pay for it.
Okay.
Is it free at the Chateau?
I think so. And
was the boot cleaning free at the Chateau either?
It was free. No, it was free. Just showed up. The little elf showed up and scrubbed your boots. And the laundry, yeah, same thing. And I was like, now that I know that, I'm going to bring my whole laundry bag for the week. You think? Just leave it out. Be like, you guys do this. I don't have to do it later.
I usually take that little bag and I use it to separate like my clean gitch from my dirty ones so I know. I've never used it for its actual purpose of laundering anything.
So you just steal the laundry bag then?
I guess so. I've never been charged for it, so I'm sure it's there for...
Well, hotels are expensive. When something's free, you really should take advantage, you know? Like,
yeah.
You got to own up to that. This place had... There was this lounge that had some free food that we could get as well, and I just stocked up. Like, I filled all of my pockets with fresh fruit and, like, a muffin for later and a bunch of non-alcoholic drinks and stuff. I was like, it's free. I am taking this.
Yeah, if you've already paid for it, if the cost of the thing has been built into the cost of your room, whether that's, like, the toiletries that you use, then, yeah, I guess why not take it? You paid for it.
The shampoos and the conditioners and the all kinds of goodies, yeah.
You don't pay for, they don't assume you're going to steal the towels, I don't think, or...
I actually heard
the bedding or the shower curtain.
They do. Towels are something that are the second most commonly stolen thing.
Yeah, but do they factor that into the price of the room? Maybe they do.
They might, to be honest with you. And I'm assuming that the polishing of the boots, the elves that they hire to do that, also built into the price of the room.
No, that's indentured servitude. Dobby is not collecting a salary. I'm almost certain of that.
Right. You have to give him a pair of your socks. And
Dobby has been given clothes.
In 20 minutes or less.
A friend was telling me he knows somebody who works on a cruise ship full time. And I was listening to this because I was like, that was one of those jobs that way back when I thought would be super awesome to have. Like, it would be quite the experience, I think, to work on one of those ships. But he was saying that they're not allowed to mingle with guests or participate in any of the activities on the ship themselves.
So right.
All they kind of do is hang out and sleep with each other. That's really all they do.
Down in the bowels of the ship.
Yeah.
Just rinse and everybody else. Just big bang fest down there.
Not cheese. Rinsing is just not a good term.
You don't like that?
No, I'm not a fan of that one.
Did you rinse them?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I rinsed them.
Okay, no more rinsing. But yes, that's what and I was like, I never thought about that, but it's totally true, I guess. You can't really mingle with the guests.
No, because you're staff. It's just like at a resort.
Yeah.
Right, you're there to provide a guest experience.
Yeah. And so, yeah, you basically would. You'd be kind of secluded on your own. So I don't know if I'd have that much fun doing that anyway. You better get along really well with the other people on that ship or else.
Yeah. I know a guy who did that. He works in radio now, but he was like a host. He would host some of the events on a cruise ship, and he really enjoyed it. Met a lot of people and got to travel all over the place, and I'm sure there was some renting going on. But and I mean, everyone's kind of good-looking too, right? If you're hired. I remember growing up, all the girls I knew that danced. You know, if they couldn't get a job being like one of Ricky Martin's backup dancers, what they wanted to do was dance on a cruise ship, because I guess that they're always looking for dancers.
Interesting.
And you got to be pretty good. And
yeah.
So
it's like those all-inclusive resorts you go to, and there's those free shows that the dancers do. I always thought that would be pretty fun too, because I think they just tour around those all-inclusives and just dance. They dance for you.
Yeah, and everyone's got like a Michael Jackson impersonator. I thought they kind of belonged to the resort. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh,
you think they tour? From resort to resort?
One of the groups that I remember, because I asked about it, and they said they did tour, but you're right.
Okay.
These resorts probably do have like the residencies, I guess, too, right?
That would make more sense than thinking that like every resort in Mexico and Cuba has their own Michael Jackson impersonator. There's like a school that's just cranking them out down there. That's what I want to do.
We had 900 graduates this year. Michael Jackson impersonator program. Yep. Elvis next.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Shauna, do you know who Joel Osteen is?
Who is he again?
He is the pastor of Lakewood Church in Houston. It's a mega church.
Right.
Holds like 16,000 people.
Yeah.
And his sermons are televised every Sunday. And every Sunday when I'm at the gym in the morning, it's on TV. Really inspirational workout viewing.
Hilarious.
But I was just curious about him, and I looked him up on Facebook, and they also stream his service every Sunday live on Facebook to anybody who wants to watch it, and he gets like insane viewership.
Wow. I guess for people who don't have cable or like can't access it, or
yeah, or just want to like hear what he's saying and
interesting.
Which I think is kind of hilarious. Like, did you when you grew up, your family, did they go to church?
Yep.
Every Sunday?
Yep, every Sunday.
We did too. Could you imagine going to church on Facebook?
No, Mom. All right, everyone, let's gather around the computer screen. Okay, let's go to church now.
Notifications are coming in.
in our Sunday best computer screen.
Aunt Dorothy likes your comment. Like that. Going to church on Facebook. Yeah. Oh, maybe it'd be better. I just remember being so bored in church growing up.
Oh my God.
Impossibly bored. I think I told you how I used to like count coughs.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and my buddy and I would meet up after the service and be like, how many did you get? 112. You? Yeah, 112.
I used to be incredibly hungover sometimes, and I was like, God would not be happy with me. This is not... It's like, shut up.
Thinking like liquor?
Having a quick nap. Yeah.
So this was... You guys were going to church even fairly recently then. Like,
yeah.
If you were old enough to be drinking.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think of when we had, I guess when I moved away, we stopped going to church, but.
My mom used to like fall asleep in church every Sunday. And then I would say, why do we have to go, Mom? Like, you're sleeping through most of it. And she would say, I'm meditating. I'm praying. You're fast asleep, Karen. Don't even give
sure
us that.
Sure you are, Karen.
I was thinking though, that whoever runs Joel Osteen's Facebook page must moderate those comments very carefully. Because there are a lot of people that do not like televangelism and do not like Joel Osteen.
Right.
And yeah. All the comments are positive.
Huh. Yeah. They've got a lot of people at work, a lot of little minions that are delete.
That's not pure. That's not pious.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
My mom is a regular listener to this podcast. Like, she listens to every episode.
Yeah.
And she says, you're always making fun of me on there. You're always trashing me. You're never speaking nicely about me. Just I guess just the stories I've had about her recently have been, yeah, like falling asleep in church. And
We love you. We really do. I swear. Yeah.
I'll have to think of a really nice story to tell about my mom soon so I can kind of offset that.
Yeah, well, my mom, I guess, doesn't get mentioned as much because she lives so far away. Like, I don't see her very often. So,
yeah.
You know, but when I do see her, there's always stories about her.
How often do you guys talk on the phone?
Once a week.
Once a week?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talk to my parents like almost every day or almost every second day, but that's largely because of the boys.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
We FaceTime. And although I guess even when I was like single and living on my own, I still probably called them every second night or so, I think.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
My mother is very busy. So she's actually the one that, like, half the time she can't speak.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, we have to, like, schedule a time where both of us are around and then we chat, catch up. But when we talk for, it can be like an hour and a half. Like, it's good long chat. So
it's not just quick catch ups. It's,
No. It's like a real chat, you know?
We both know this guy who works in radio. I think he's out in Ontario now. His name's TJ Connors.
Yeah.
But he used to be the public address announcer for the Kamloops Blazers in WHO. And he posted this. He was handed this note at a game when he was on the mic. Can you read that, Shauna?
I don't know if you can make an announcement, but if you can, you should say that whoever is farting in the area of rows 10 to 12 should definitely see a doctor because they might have ass cancer. Oh my God.
Somebody wrote that out and handed it to him and wanted him to make that announcement at a Blazers game.
Can you imagine that?
Excuse me. Someone may have ass cancer in this.
If you're experiencing any discomfort in rows 10 to 12, please get your ass checked. You might shit. The other thing is that I don't know if I'm correct about this or not, but I don't think horrible gas is one of the symptoms of ass cancer, is it?
No, like someone was probably just starting to eat healthier, you know? Was this shortly after New Year's? There's a lot of fiber in this person's diet trying to...
It's not the ass cancer. No. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that is one of the symptoms. I'm going to have to look that up.
I used to go to a gym and there was this girl that was always there around the same time as me and she was very thin and clearly quite the health nut and she would just... God love her, but geez, would she drop some bombs every time I saw her? I was like, oh, here we go.
It's tough to work out next to that.
Yeah, but I guess maybe she just had lots of gas. I don't know.
Keep it in. You're not at your house.
I just.
Like the story about like having this note handed to him as a public announcement guy or public address guy kind of reminds me of one of my favorite stories ever. When I worked in Lloydminster, there was this guy that worked at the station with us, and he was not into sports at all. Did not like watch any sport. Didn't play. Right. He was into like music, and he was a DJ and whatnot. But one day the junior hockey team there contacted the radio station and said our PA guy can't make it tonight. Do you have anybody that can do the announcements at the game tonight? And he volunteered, knowing nothing about hockey. So he got to the rink, and it became quite clear after the puck drop that he thought public address was play-by-play.
Oh, no.
So he was calling the hockey game over the loudspeaker, but didn't know shit about hockey. So he's like, and that guy's got it. Oh, and over there. And there they come. And people are like, the players were like stopping to look up to like, what is going on here?
Oh,
and all the fans, everything. And eventually, somebody came up to the booth and was like, hey, could you shut the fuck up? And he was so mad.
How would you not know? Like,
I guess if you've never been around the game before, you don't really know. If you've never been to a hockey game, what does the public address guy do?
That's a skit waiting to happen. Like, I can't believe that actually happened around.
Oh,
life.
My God. I
wish, like, I was there.
I would have given anything.
Yeah.
If I had a time machine.
That's where you'd go.
Like, where would you want to go? Go back and find the winning lottery numbers. Go back and meet Jesus. Like, assassinate Hitler. Nope. I would want to be at the Lloydminster rink that night.
Phenomenal.
To hear that.
Me too. I agree. Yeah. BNS in
20 minutes or less. Over the weekend, I had the Bongs and Such jingle stuck in my head.
Oh, yeah.
You know the one?
Yeah.
Sing it with me. Well, if selection gives you dry mouth and value makes you dizzy.
Yeah.
Good old-fashioned service gets you hot. I was singing that in the kitchen, and my three-year-old Beau says, Daddy, what are you singing?
Oh.
I said, The Bongs and Such song, Bo. What's that?
Well, Bo.
You're three.
Uh-huh.
The bong is a piece of paraphernalia for smoking. And the such is about to become legal in Canada, so...
Did he say anything back to that, or it was like, I'm lost?
It's like, how do you explain? Yeah, how do you even? I mean, not even just a 3-year-old, but how are you? Like, how are people going to have that talk with their kids as they get older? And we live in a place where weed is now legal.
Well, yeah, that's totally true. This is going to happen. Everybody's going to have the discussion about, okay, this is something that's now legal. So, mommy and daddy are doing this, and they have to describe it. Like, well, Bo, when mommy and daddy get stressed out because you do something bad. We have a puff of our relaxation parsley, okay?
Relaxation parsley. I haven't heard that term. That's really good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Got any of that relaxation parsley?
Yeah. And then Bo will be like, Daddy doesn't eat vegetables, so this is horse crap.
He just smokes them. Yeah. Do you... I guess he already kind of understands, though. Like, he'll ask for a sip of my pop, and I'll say, no, sorry, Bo, there's booze in this. It's just for adults.
Right.
So he gets that. Is there booze in there? And then he knows he can't have any. So
well, that's good.
Maybe it's kind of the same.
Yeah.
You'll say, okay, well, this, you know, it is now legal, but you should be of age to partake.
This is an adult relaxation parsley, Bo. It's not for little boys.
Not for kids.
No, no. Yeah.
I want to thank the Bongs and Such jingle for breaking that awkward moment for us.
It's catchy.
It's so catchy.
It's great.
X92.9.
Over the weekend, the Women's March took place.
Yes.
Here in Calgary and all over North America in different major cities. We've talked about this a bit in the past on the show, Shauna, and I completely support any march, any protest like that. I think it's a great outlet for your frustrations and a great way to show solidarity with your fellow citizens. It's part of being in a free country like this. It's so important. But based on the signs that I saw from the different marches around North America, I'm still a little bit confused as to what the overall message of the Women's March was. Like, was it in support of Me Too, that movement? Was it a march for equal rights? Was it an anti-Trump march? It seemed like there were elements of all of that going on.
Apparently it is a mixture of all of those. Because I was reading into that, because I was wondering the same. I was like, what, is there one unified purpose? Is there, and it is. It's honestly for all of that. It's just things that people are unhappy. It's gender inequality in many different ways. But
women's issues?
Yes.
Like any issue that is affecting women, that's what... marching in support of.
And it's racial, like immigration issues and stuff as well. Like it expands beyond that. It's just things that women believe strongly in and people as a whole believe strongly in, and it's just a way for them to all band together and talk about it and I guess let all of their different issues be known. So
that's a good thing if that's the case.
Yeah.
I did see some pictures though of like some pretty young girls at the marches holding like signs with political messages and stuff. And again, we've talked about this. I think it's great to take your kids to that sort of thing, to protest and to marches and to introduce them to that element of democracy at an early age and say, you can speak out when you don't like something when you live here. This is great.
Yeah.
But then I would see these, like a young girl, 7 years old, about holding a sign with a political message on it. And everyone was like, this is so inspiring. How brave is she? I was like, she has no idea what her sign even says.
Yeah.
Her mom wrote it for her.
That's a little bit nerve-wracking because let's say down the line that sign is right now something empowering or something good, but down the line that turns into something that could be offensive and she's now this young girl stuck with this sign that says this.
That she didn't write.
That would be my only concern about that. And again, I think it is awesome and you're right. If she did come up with that and she said, Mom, I want this on my sign, totally different.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's something that her mom kind of wrote for her and just said, here, hold this, and that, I'm like...
Yeah, like what... I mean, I think there are 7-year-olds who understand that there are women's issues,
for sure.
Like, I don't think many 7-year-olds would understand like the political nuance of those issues. And this isn't unique to the Women's March. You see this at all kinds of protests and stuff where people are almost kind of using their kids as pawns for their politics. And it's like, that doesn't seem right to me.
No, that doesn't seem right at all. No. And you're right, because I've seen that and people will focus in on the kids with the signs because they're cute and they're kids. And so if you're using that and you know that, to get your message across, that's a little concerning.
Yeah, you become this like this icon, this figure for a larger political movement, and she's just there hoping that they stop for ice cream on the way home. Just, we getting ice cream?
Cookie dough.
The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
When you go to a Flames game during the American National Anthem, everyone screams "See." Well, oh, say, can you see? And then, and the Rockets red glare and everybody yells red,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
And it's amazing. And then I was watching the Jets game last night and they all scream True North during the Canadian anthem. That's kind of what they've adopted as one of their little things that they do.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then I guess in Dallas, everyone screams Stars during the Star Spangled Banner. At the Chiefs games, they'll change Home of the Brave to Home of the Chiefs.
Just back up a second.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's the significance of True North for Winnipeg? Is it True North Entertainment that owns them?
Am I
making that up?
I just assumed they were taking ownership of they were in a very cold Canadian city, but I don't actually know. Maybe there is more to that.
Maybe, they own the Winnipeg Jets, True North Sports and Entertainment. So that would make sense.
Huh.
You said the Stars do it in Dallas.
Yep.
And what was the other one?
Home of the Brave is Home of the Chiefs, just something that they do
for
the Chiefs as well. And I was like, how do these things start up? like, it's weird to think because, you know, everybody adopts it and everybody does it and everybody knows to do it. And the Flames game is hilarious and awesome every time it happens. Mm-hmm. Because if you're new to that, you're like, oh my God. But who starts that? How did that begin?
Yeah, is that an organic thing or is it a conscious effort by somebody?
That's what I always wonder. Was it just a huge marketing ploy? Like, did the Flames, for example, push that because the Sea of Red became a thing? Or was that just somebody, you know, some drunken fan in the stands who just started doing it and it picked
sea!
Up?
Red! And everyone's like, cool.
Yeah.
He did it really cool.
We're like, wow, your drunken brain is genius. I'll be doing that next time.
Maybe there's a longtime season ticket holder listening who can kind of remember when that started.
Yes, because I know with the playoff run in Sea of Red, the Sea mm-hmm. of Red became kind of a big part of that, right? When everyone was wearing the red jerseys and that took over. But yeah, when did that become a thing that everybody chanted?
Somebody had to be the first.
Yeah. I wonder if a lot of people take ownership of it.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, it's like, dude, I started it.
I started.
I was the first guy to yell,
it was
"See it red" during the anthem. It was me.
It was definitely me.
Sure, it was Dennis. Sure, it was, bud.
You've been listening to the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.